Good morning. Today we are continuing the topic we started yesterday, the new topic we started yesterday of the prohibition of walking in front of somebody who is davening Shmona Esrei. And we said yesterday that's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, walking in front of somebody saying Shmona Esrei within four amos of that person is prohibited. And we brought two reasons for that. Number one is Shechina Kenegdo. The person is having a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't walk in between. And number two, brought by the Mamar Mordechai, is the concern that you may be hurting or ruining his Kavana by walking in front of him while he's davening Shmona Esrei. So based on that, our question today is, what if the person is wearing a talis over his head? His eyes are covered by the talis. Is there still a prohibition? So in fact, this would seem to be a nafkamina, a difference between those two reasons. Based on the reason of Shechina Kenegdo, the person is having a conversation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina is in front of him, it wouldn't matter if the person is covering his eyes, his head with a talis or not. Still, the person walking in front would be interrupting that conversation between the person davening Shmona Esrei and the Shechina. So it would indeed be a problem even if the talis is covering up the head and the eyes. On the other hand, if the concern is like the Mamar Mordechai, that we are being mevatel the kavana of the person davening the Shmona Esrei, accordingly, if the person is not going to even see us, assuming that we're going to be quiet walking by, if he's got the talis over his face, then indeed it would not be a problem. And in fact, the Biur Halacha brings in the name of the Mamar Mordechai that if somebody does indeed have the talis over their face when they're saying Shmona Esrei, it would be mutter, it would be permitted to walk in front of them, even within four amos. And he brings a couple of similar halachas that the Ramah paskins that not only is there halacha that during the duchening, during the Birkas Kohanim, we cannot look at the Kohanim's hands, but in addition, the Kohanim cannot look at their own hands during the Birkas Kohanim. And accordingly, the minag is that the Kohanim put talesim over their heads or over their hands. And in fact, the Kehila also puts talesim over their heads. So we see there that it would not act as a distraction, the hands, if they're covered, or even if the hands of the Kohanim aren't covered, if we cover our own heads. So we see there that Tatalis acts to take away any distractions. And similar halacha, there's another halacha, that a Kohen who has mumin, who has defects on his hands, they are not permitted to duchen because it would be a distraction for people. But if it's covered up, if they put the talis over their hands, or if we put it over our heads, then in addition, that would not act as a distraction to us. So to hear, says the Mamar Mordechai, in our situation, when somebody is davening Shmona Esrei with a talis over his face, that would be sufficient and permit us to walk in front of them, and we would not be violating the prohibition because we would not be ruining their kavana because their face is covered. Nonetheless, he concludes, despite that, we should be machmir. So why should we be machmir if it's not a problem? So the Biur Halacha explains to us that we still have the other reason, reason number one, that the Shechina is kenegdo. That's the reason brought by the Chayi Adam. And accordingly, even though the reason of the Marmar Mordechai is not applicable, we're not going to be mevatel the kavan of the person davening Shmona Esrei, because the other time of Shechina Kenegdo is applicable, even if the person has a talis over his face, we should be machmir and not walk in front of somebody who's davening Shmona Esrei, even with the talis over his head. Have a wonderful day.